SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Attorney or Lawyer Imelda Arhel, at welcome sa SBS Studio.
At sa iyo din, Ronald, and the listeners.
Attorney, kayo ngayon ay masaya o matagumpay na retirado na. Habang nakaupo sa inyong bahay, umiinom ng kape, kayo ay nasa magandang view sa mamahaling lugar sa Collaroy, dito sa North Sydney. At alam natin na kayo ay dumating dito sa Australia medyo late na, at a relatively late age of 40 years.
Correct.
For a 40-year-old person, mahirap mag-migrate at makagawa ng isang karera. And yet, you did it with excellence. Paano niyo po nagawa?
Well, hard work, honesty, diligence, perseverance, and faith in God.
Kayo ay isang abogado. So dumating kayo dito, tinanggap ba yung lisensya niyo bilang abogado, o at that time, that was 1988 nung dumating kayo, no?
88.
Nag-aral pa kayo, o anong nangyari? Paano niyo sinimulan?
Well, they required me to study again, take 6 subjects, and then mag-practical legal training. That took me 18 months. So malaking disadvantage yung pag-aaral naman ulit. Kasi palagay mong 15 years of practice ako sa Manila, and I was one of the highest paid corporate lawyers. Pag dito, nag-start ako from scratch. Nag-paralegal lang ako sa Baker & McKenzie. Then, because they required me to have the practical legal training course, kung 6 months straight pwede, pero kung walang sweldo, hindi ko kaya. So, I opted out and entered the government service. Doon sa Department of Lands, pwede akong mag-leave every 6 months for mag-study leave 1 month per 6 months with pay.
Okay.
So, nag-aral ako, no, nag-practical legal training ako. So, ang disadvantage, of course, is by the time I finish, nag-apply ulit ako sa mga law offices, ang sabi na nila, masyado nang matagal yung practice mo sa Philippines. It does not apply here. So you have to start local work experience as a lawyer. So medyo nahirapan ako kasi mga iba sabihin sa akin, may Master of Laws ka na. Kasi nag-Master of Laws pa ako pagkatapos akong ma-admit na solicitor. Master of Laws ako sa Sydney Uni. So mga ibang nag-interview, sabihin nila sa akin, ikaw may masters ka, kami wala. Mga partners kami, edi mataas ka pa ngayon sa amin. Something like that. Or walang mahante dito, kaya lang gusto namin makita ang kung anong itsura ng professional na babae na Pilipina. Kasi yung mga kilala namin, panay mail order bride. Mga ganun ba? So, bakit pa nila ako pinapunta for an interview kung wala palang bakante? Napagod na ako sa kaka-apply.
So, you started your own...
My own practice.
Practice.
Magsarili na lang ako.
Yes, sabi. And your own practice medyo naging successful kung nakilala ka sa community. Basically, lapitan na bilang migration agent.
Yes.
And in your idea, mga gaano ba karaming mga natulungan mo, hindi lang Pilipino, pati mga ibang lahi?
Oh, meron naman siguro mga 1,000 at least.
At least 1,000. So nakilala kayo doon sa bilang migration agent, no?
But I also did wills and estates. So I also helped some Filipinos, lalo ng mga nabiyuda ng mga Filipina, to get their fair share of the estate of the husband.
So in other words, malaki rin ang naitulong niyo sa mga...
Kaya,
and at the same time, attorney, naging active kayo sa community, no? Hindi lang sa bilang profession, and you're officers of several community organizations. Paano niyo napagsabay ito sa community involvement naman ninyo?
Yun ang ngayon na-retired na ako. Hindi ko maintindihan kung paano ko nagawa lahat yun. Palagay mo doon sa UP Alumni Association, nung president ako, we publish a cookbook of Filipino dishes. And I had to do some fundraising to raise the printing cost of $17,000.
Yep. Yeah. Now, you're retired, basically enjoying your success. Anong basically pinagkakabalaan ngayon ni Attorney Arhel?
We travel at least once a year overseas. Siguro mga 6 months to 2 months in a year. So, and then I will have one travel alone to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And we go on weekends to different parts of Australia o kaya yung mga Pacific Islands like Fiji, Solomon Islands. Yeah.
Kung titingnan, laging very rosy talaga yung buhay ninyo sa Australia. Napakaganda, napaka-ideal. And you're a role model, no? Left and right, you would receive an award. Just lately, nakatanggap ka ng award from Ilocos Sur government for being a role model. But not many people know that isang dahilan sa kaya ka pumunta dito is because some sort of misfortune in your life sa Pilipinas. Pwede bang i-share ninyo?
I was one of the highest paid corporate lawyers in Manila, but then I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So from the time I got married, from day one, something happened which is actually in my book. I wrote my memoir.
Yeah, you're right.
So it will be there when they read it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so because of that, 8 years later, I decided to migrate. And For me, it was more para mabigyan ko yung anak ko ng new environment.
So, nagkaroon ka ng misfortune, not a happy marriage in the Philippines. And binanggit mo lang yung anak mo, so dalaw mo rito yung anak mo, and habang pinagsasabay mo pa yung career mo, single parent ka, no? At that time. So
talagang mahirap.
Juggling a career and on your own as a single parent, and yet you were able to raise your son now, who is now a success in his own right. Na CFO na siya, isang multinational.
CFO na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Sa isang multinational company.
Mm-hmm.
And dalawa na yung bahay niya.
Okay.
Isang yung tinitirahan niya at saka isang investment property. Mm-hmm. So I cannot, you know, complaints about God's grace to us.
Mm-hmm. Talagang successful. Mm-hmm. Pwede ba i-share kung medyo, a little of some misgivings during your marriage, ano mga nangyari, para magkaroon ng idea yung mga listeners natin kung gaano ka misfortunate during your 8 years. Masabi mo bang you were living in hell or worse than that?
Worse than hell.
Worse than hell.
So, anyway, I had a grand wedding sa Intercon. Kinasal kami sa Santuario de San Jose sa Green Hills. Nung lumirigaw, maganda lahat. Halos gabi-gabi, nagbibisita siya ng hanggang mga alas dos ng madaling araw kasi nagtatrabaho ako sa during the day, and I was vice president of the Eisenberg Group and general counsel of the regional Asia-Pacific region. So, medyo busy ako during the day and nagbibisita siya nga sa gabi. So, nung mag-propose siya ng marriage, well, sa akin, I because hindi ako na-expose sa yung taong hindi honest or what, hindi in good faith, I believed him. Thinking na in good faith na kung ano yung sinasabi niya, tinanggap ko. Pagkatapos ng kasal, nagbago na siya. Immediately, even before mag-honeymoon kami. So, in-examine ko sarili ko, ano bang ginawa ko? Bakit nagbago? Ano bang nasabi ko? Ganun ako araw-araw. Dasal ako ng dasal sa Diyos. And I was always nice to him. So, every time na hindi siya, ayaw niyang sumama sa akin sa mga party, ayaw niyang sumama sa Christmas with my family, or New Year, or Easter. So, halos nabibilang mo lang sa isang kamay. Wala pang 10 times na sumama yan sa akin. Bakit? In buong 8 years.
Nangaliwa ba o nagkaroon ng ibang pamilya or what?
Well, yan ang talagang I tried to find out kung anong problema. No? So, hindi ako nag-give up hanggang I found out.
Okay, na may ibang pamilya.
Well, sasabihin ko na ba? Mabuti nang basahin nila sa libro.
Yeah. And all these things, sa sinulat mo yung gumawa ka ng libro, ang pamagat is a pebble that floats. Bakit yun ang pamagat, Attorney Argel, nung memoir mo? Sinabi mo na memoir. Yeah.
Alam mo, nung nag-aral pa ako sa College of Law, wala pa kaming problema, wala pa akong kaproblema. Nag-retreat kami nung isang kaklase ko. Tapos yung retreat master, sabi niya, you describe each other. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, ikaw ay parang pebble, yung maliit na bato, na maski na itapon mo yan sa malaking malaking tubig, sa deep sea or sa ocean, aapaw ka pa rin. Yun ang sabi niya.
Lilitaw ka o mangingibabaw ka pa rin.
Oh, so yun yung, so a pebble that floats. Mm. So it's intriguing, it's something different, and it really describes me as a survivor.
Now, Tony, ano, you're now a role model na tinitingala ka sa community. Maraming umahanga sa'yo because of, well, being a successful migration lawyer, of course, your wealth, no? Nakatira ka sa Northern Beaches and you have a son na very successful din. Tapos, you have awards here left and right and now enjoying your the fruits of your labor, no? Happily retired ka, no? Any advice sa mga bagong migrante, lalong-lalo yung mga naghihirap, lalong-lalo na sa'yo, you came here at a very late age, at the age of 40. So, anong mapapayo mo sa ating mga kababayan?
Well, ang masasabi ko is, kung ano yung gusto nyong gawin sa buhay nyo, just follow it. Because there's no better profession than kung ano yung gusto mong i-pursue na profession and occupation. For example, with me, nung I was in the migration practice, kasi yung mga iba-ibang oras natin, palagay mong sa Philippines, 3 hours delay sila, no? Para ma-accommodate ko sila for consultation, palagay mo sa Skype, I managed to interview them, maski na ahead tayo by 3 hours dito. Then I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning every day to read the documents, the papers which I need to sign.
Hmm.
Because when I go to work, mga 9 o'clock, I have to meet with my staff and give them their assignments. And at before 5 o'clock, I have to get the assignments back for me to read early in the morning the next day. So I had that as a routine for what, almost 15 years.
Sa practice mo.
That's right.
Oh my God.
It was difficult. So, but until I found my new partner, siguro hanggang ngayon, ganun pa rin ang routine ko.
So, luckily, yung misfortune mo sa Pilipinas, sa dati mong husband, ngayon medyo may bago ka ng partner and naging very successful na.
Oh, yes. At saka, it gave me confidence na hindi pala ako yung masamang tao. At, well, maligaya ako in a sense that pareho kami interest. Pareho kami interest. Gusto namin mag-travel, gusto namin mag-ballroom dancing, gusto namin, ako nagpe-painting ako ngayon, siya naman nagpe-French lessons, and we still give space to each other. So, once a year, pupunta ako sa Philippines to have reunions with yung relatives and mga schoolmates. And siya naman, nakikipag-reunion din siya sa mga high school friends niya and classmates sa Maris Brothers, mga relatives niya. So we have that space. At the same time, we keep whatever attracted us to each other. Which the most important attraction was, we are both practicing Catholics.
Okay.
We are both churchgoers.
Okay.
That I did not find in anybody I met
before. So parang made in heaven to, no?
Well, yeah, nakakataka kasi ang mama ko sabi niya noon, dadating din yan, you don't even have to look. That's why I don't have any regrets because my son is very successful and he came out of it. Kung hindi ako nag-asawa nung una at hindi ko tiniis yung paghihirap ko doon until I decided that that's it, enough is enough, then I would not have my son. And again, nahirapan ako pagdating ko dito sa Australia. Talagang nahirapan ako mag-adjust kasi can you imagine, tatlong katulong namin since I was born hanggang paalis ako papunta dito. E dito, gagawin ko lahat yung housekeeping, mag-aaral ako sa gabi, magtatrabaho ako during the day, and then of course, yung anak ko asikasuhin ko. So how could I manage with all of that? It's a miracle for me how I can say, how did I do that?
Siguro,
but it's better than saying, I should have done this or I should have done that. I'd rather say, how did I do that but I've done it?
Maraming salamat po sa inyong oras at panahon, Attorney Imelda Arel. At kayo po ang isa sa mga itinampok naming modelo para po sa ngayong taong to na International Women's Day.
Maraming salamat, Ronald Manila.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.